with us now is Ronan Kelly for what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. Sometimes the news is in the ads. Mayo County Council has an ad in today's Irish Independent saying that speed limits on rural roads in the county will be reduced from 80 kilometres an hour to 60 kilometres an hour in the interest of road safety. A few pages over, the Independent has a cheery looking graphic with various forms of transport, each with a number beside them. 42 beside the car, 21 beside the picture of the person walking. The numbers, though, represent the people killed this year using the various forms of transport. 14 motorcyclists, 6 cyclists, 109 in total. But as if to underline the rapidly rising numbers, the graphic has a note saying that that number of 109 is only accurate up to 9 o'clock yesterday morning. Ryan Tuberty is back on the front pages a year after the payment scandal at RTE broke. The Irish Daily Mirror has him pictured beside the large figure of $725 million which RTE is to get over the next 3 years in public money. In smaller writing in the accompanying story, the paper explains that this includes the licence fee and money for free TV licences for pensioners that RTE already receives. The Irish Independent does the sums and reckons the actual amount of the RTE top-up is $125 million. That story is in all the papers, as is the story of an inquest into the death of Private Sean Rooney, who was shot dead in an ambush in Lebanon 2 years ago. A lawyer for his family said at the inquest that they want answers from the UN. Why, for example, had a 24-year-old soldier with no UN driving licence ended up 13 to 16 kilometres away from his convoy? The solicitor said there was a noxious narrative that Sean Rooney had taken a wrong turn before the ambush. The coroner, Dr. Myra Cullinan, echoed the solicitor's remarks and said there were issues around the disclosure of UN reports into the incident, and she asked the Minister for Defence to intervene with the UN. And Dr. Myra Cullinan is in another story in the Irish Sun. She was the coroner at the recent Stardust inquest, and today she'll accompany the families of the Stardust victims to a meeting with the Minister for Justice, at which they'll discuss plans to reform the coroner service in this country. It's been almost a year, and still the photos from Gaza never fail to disturb. In the Independent today, a picture of two men running into a hospital in Khan Yunis, carrying two children, bloodied and crying after being injured in an Israeli airstrike. Children feature in the main story in the Irish Times as well, the main front page story. The paper reports that the government is likely to approve a statutory inquiry into sexual abuse in religious-run schools here. The Times estimates that this could include thousands of cases. It says the recommendation of a full inquiry was made in a scoping report. That report was commissioned by Education Minister Norma Foley following the revelations of abuse at Spiriton schools in Dublin in the RTE documentary round one programme, Black Rock Boys. The other front page story in the Irish Times features something you don't see in the papers much these days, a black and white photo. It's an archive picture of a man standing over burnt crucifixes on a lawn in the US. The man was a Ku Klux Klan leader in the US and is now advising the far right here in Ireland, according to reporter Conor Gallagher. He says that the white supremacist has been participating in online meetings with Irish anti-immigration activists, giving them advice on how to, quote, get in the heads of Gardaí. Another photo, this time in colour, appears in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Mirror, and it's a very good reason to check out either paper today. The picture was taken by Keith Bannerman in South Africa, and it shows 8 lions, all shoulder to shoulder, leaning down to drink from a watering hole. Their faces are reflected in the still water, but several of them are staring straight into the camera lens with the most incredible eyes. Stunning.
It really is stunning, Ronan, thank you.